Alright, so we're taking Tesis, Ayin Aleph, Amar Aleph. L'Rabos, Leile, Yom Tov, Ha'acharon. So, Nira L'Rivo, is that also above him?
He's there. He's
okay. Nira L'Rivo, Duhu Adin, L'Leilos, Acheros, Itzrich Ribui. Mishim Da'ai Kros, Machtem, Lufnei Hashem, Shivas Yomim, Dashinim Nei Shalmei Simcha. Did Dashinim Nei Shalmei Simcha. Dashinim Nami Minei Beperg Lulav Arava B'Migdash Lulav B'Migdash Lulav Shivas Yomim V'Hasim Yom V'Lelos. Okay. Umihu, he says, Leila Yom Tov Ha'achron Yitzricha Ribu Yitve. So what's Tesis talking about? Where are the other Ribuyim? But if you take a careful look at Rashi, you'll see what he means. Oh, he's off now. Take a careful look at Rashi, you'll see what he means. Because Rashi says, V'yisach sameach, kro yisero, d'chsiv l'il minei, chag asukos tasa l'choshiv asyonim, v'samach lei, v'samachta b'chagecha, v'hor aksiv, shiv asyonim tochag, v'yisach sameach. Okay, so what is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that the Vahayisa Ach Sameach is going on all Shivas Yomim. That every day requires that the Simcha start the night before. It's being marba all Leilos, because it says Shivas Yomim. Okay, so Tosfos is simply correcting, so to speak, the Pshat. Because the Gemara says, "Vayisach sameach l'rabos leli yom tov achron v'simcha." So Tosho says, but you need also. The Gemara doesn't mean that it only came for that. The Gemara means it really came for all leilos, because you need the ribui for all leilos as well. And how do you know it came for all leilos? Because it says she was yom. So when the Gemara says, "L'rabos leli." L'rabos leile yom tov achron l'simcha. Don't think the Gemara means only that night. It means all nights. But the biggest chiddush of all nights is is the last day, leile yom tov achron. Okay, Tesis is explaining. Because that's the biggest chiddush of the ribui. Because the ribui is being marbled all leilos, but the biggest chiddush of the ribui is vis-a-vis the last leilo. Because over there you might say that you're not mechuyif to do it, because you're not mechuyif to shecht erev yantif for yantif, just like on the first day you're not mechuyif to shecht erev yantif for leilo rishono. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, "L'rabos l'leyom tov acharon." Not that the ribui is really only on l'leyom tov acharon. The ribui is on all levels. But the reason why the Gemara focuses on Leil Shemini is because that's where the ribui, in fact, has its greatest chiddush. That you mechuyif to shecht erev yantif for yantif. You have to be prepared even before the Zman Chayiva comes. Okay. That's all this means. V'havmina lo yeheg mechuyiv l'sboach simcha b'yom shvi l'sorach shmini k'ma shein mechuyiv b'erag yantar l'tzorach halayla. So all Tesis is doing is very simple. He's just explaining the Gemara. That's all. He says that you shouldn't make a mistake in reading the Gemara and thinking that the Gemara means that that's what the ribui came for. No, the ribui really came for all days because you need all nights. Okay? But the reason why the Gemara is discussing, emphasizing, Rabos Lele Yom Tov Ha'achron is because that's where the biggest chiddush is contained. There's a new chiddush there. In that Laila, the Chiddush is that you have to shecht me'erev yantif. Okay, so you might think it's not Tzemach Yiviyah. Okay, then the Gemara, right?
Why is that bigger than the first day? It doesn't machi of there either. What's that? Why is that bigger chiddush than Lila Lil Rishon?
That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, we know it's only seven. So seven could mean either Yom, either Leil Shemini or Leil Rishon.
Right.
So the Gemara says it means Leil Shemini. But now the Gemara asks, maybe it's Leil Rishon, Talmud Lomar, Ach Cholak. That you can't be Marba both. Okay. So then, but the question remains, after you read that braisa, so why did you, achalak means that you can't be marba both. But that's good, but why did the Gemara pick the last days? So the Gemara wants to say that maybe the Gemara picked the last days because of the halacha of v'zavachta. V'zavachta v'achalta. So that's why it couldn't be the first days, because of that halacha. Whose halacha was that? That Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar's din must be what this mission is basing itself on. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's all Tosfos did was explain to you the Gemara.
You made a statement that it's a greater chiddush to use the eighth day than the first day. Well, why?
Because the eighth day you're shechting on erev yontif for the yontif.
Right.
So that's a big chiddush that you mechuyif to shecht erev yontif for the laila.
You lift the shach every cholmoy day, you shach erev, shach the day for the night time?
What day are you shachting for the day itself?
For the fourth day also,
erev. For the fourth day, you're shachting the fourth day for the fifth night.
No, for the fourth day, you're shachting.
Right.
And you eat it at the night time of the fifth also.
Right, so why is that?
But the shechita is a tzorach hayom.
Right, but you have to, a mitzvah, include the night times and say you have to eat kachem at night.
Right, but it doesn't say you have to shecht before erev halayla for the layla. You're shechting erev because it's yontif. You need the shalmei simcha on the day, but it's being marba that you should continue to eat it at night time. That I understand. But the leil shemini, there you have a big chiddush that erev yontif you have to shecht in order to ensure that you have shalmei simcha.
This conference is muted. Callers may unmute themselves. By
that's also the first time.
That's also, but achalak tells you you can't do both.
Okay, so it's not a great chiddush. Pick one or the
other. No, it's a big. That's right, but it's a big chiddush either one you pick, because right. Either one you pick, you're saying you have to do erev yontif.
Right, so it's equal. It's not a
great equal.
Oh, I thought you meant it's
great. No, it's equal.
Okay.
It's not a
great. All Tosfos is saying is that the chiddush, the ribui, is coming for all leilos.
Right.
But when the Gemara says l'rabos lele yom tov achron, don't make the mistake of thinking the Gemara means to say that it came only for that night, because that's not true. It came for all nights.
You have to.
But the last night's going to be the biggest chiddush, because you have to shecht from erev yontif to yontif. So the Gemara says, so that's why the Gemara emphasizes, focuses in on that night. But then the Gemara says, maybe it means the first night too. They have to do the first night too. And from erev yontif, Talmud Lama, achalak. So achalak tells you it's either one or the other. So the Gemara says, how do we know that it's the last and not the first? Very simply, Rebbe loves this wonderful halacha. Okay? That's the pshat. Just pshat. We got stuck in pshat. That was on the stage, yeah.
According to the Riva, though, for the shita that's for the opinion.
In other words, if you didn't have achalak, so you would have said that you do it in the Leil Shemini, eat in Leil Shemini too, and it's not a violation of Shavuos Yomim, because that achila is really a continuation of its kiyum in the achila of Shiva. It shouldn't cease. So achalak tells you, no, it's only going to be 7 nights. Now you have to take your choice. First or the last. So the Gemara said, according to the laws, it's very good. Well, we took this choice. Because in the last, you have is Zavachta V'Chalta. The first one, you don't have that. So that's the meaning of the Brisa. Because the Brisa doesn't say how it came to that conclusion. Okay? Next, Tesis. Go ahead. Right. The Gemara never meant similarly that it's being the Mayat that it came for Leil Yom Tov Rishon only. No, because it goes on 7. So it'll only be Mayat the last night. He's repeating himself again the same thing. You shouldn't think that the semantics of the Gemara throws you into the position that the Gemara has been knocking out the other nights. He's just explaining how the Pshat is going to work out over here.
Mm-hmm. So he's lying to continue on Saturday? Is that...
He don't know. Apparently he's not. Apparently he's learning, he doesn't say anything about the continuances. Apparently he's learning simply that it's a halacha on each day. That each day demands the night before. Because,
or the night after? That's the question. Is the night before each day or the night after each day?
No, the night. Is it the night before each day or is it the night after each day?
But each day means a night with it.
Right. No, I would say that if you say it's the night after, so then it's going on the Yom Karban from Boker, it begins with Boker. If you're going with the night before, so then you're going with the Kedushas Yom. So that I think still stands. Okay?
Right, okay. You don't want to say it's a Malosh just because the Tosfos doesn't indicate anything like that. That's right. Okay.
In other words, a riot to Rabbi Elazar.
Right.
La mishum de'in lo b'mei yisamach. So that's why I chose what? I chose the last ones.
Right.
So then what do you need ach for?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Everything's running along. So good. Yeshlomar,
the Ime Hassam, Hava Mina, the Lobo Inan Zvicha, the Shah Simcha, Elodacha Giga, Shayantu, Sheyaho Shokta Boba Yom, Aval Hacha, Shein Yaho Shokta Babaila, Lo Lahachi Itzra,
Lo,
Lo, Lahachi Itzra, Achlamai.
Okay, so what's this for saying? This needs a little bit of thought here. In other words, what Jesus is saying is like this. Not that you require, we learned that the Zvich is the matter on the Achila. Because that's why it's Vezavachta V'Achalta. Right? So Taisus is saying it's not that you need the matter for the Achila together with the Achila. It means you can't separate the matir for the achila from the achila. Because then you're demonstrating whatever. We'll work on sorry. But in other words, the structure of the halacha is not that you need the matir for achila b'shas achila, but on the contrary, you can't separate the matir for the achila from the achila. So when it's on Yom Tov, so if you wouldn't do it, you'd be separating away the matir from the achila. But when it's Erev Yom Tov, so it's not shas achila, so you're not separating away the matir from the achila because there's no achila yet. That's the structural pshat in Taisus. Now, what does it mean in terms of Svara? Okay. In other words, that part of the simcha is engaging in the matir for the achilut. That's part of the simcha. To show that the gavra is not just sameach on the eating, which is just a ma'aseh haguf, of course it's a skim, but he's happy, he's sameach on being engaged in the matir for achila. The simcha begins from the time he prepares. So if he doesn't do it, he shows that that the gavra doesn't want to participate in the full simcha. But if it's not possible, it's the efshar, so there's no problem, because the gavra really is a good gavra. He wants to partake of as much simcha as possible. That's part of the idea of simcha, that the gavra wants to be sameach every way possible. But he can't do it, so it doesn't pass him. It's halacha in the gavra. It's not halacha in the hechsher achefzer. It's halacha in the gavra's manifestation of his desire for simcha. So that begins with being mitzarev, the simcha samatir of shchita, with the simcha sachila. So it shows that he's engaged in simcha from the first moment. Okay, but where it's yefsher, because it's not just
not available,
so then it doesn't cast any ill reflection on the gavra. He partakes of as much simcha as he could. That's the Tesis. Okay, pretty good answer, huh? No, it's Tesis kashas. What do you need ach for? You have his avachta v'yachalta, right? So Taisvis answer is no. Because if you relied on the Zavachta V'Yachalta alone, I would say it's not indispensable. It's dispensable where it's the Yefshir. So that's why you need Ach. That's why you need Ach, to tell you that you're not Marba the first day. But the reason why he chose the last days over the first is because in the last days he could manifest. Yeah, we didn't follow through. Because in the last days he could really manifest the simcha full fledged. Because he could have zvicha b'shas achila. In the first days he can't. So that's why Ach threw it to the Yom HaShemini. And that would be a good raya to Rabbi Elazar.
You still have to say it's better according to him.
Yes,
still
says it's better according.
Plus the Gemara's in the Raya.
Right. So the Raya from the Limud itself wouldn't work. Because there I'd say it's not indispensable. But now that I have Ach, so I know it has to be one of the two. Why did the Tana choose Yom HaShemini? Because he can have the additional feature of the Zavachta V'Yachalta.
Right. The Tosis question is, if it's impossible, you don't need Ach.
Right.
Then it has to only avail possibility is the last night.
In other words, if it's impossible,
the first night's not even an option. So then
the first night's not even an option, so you don't need Ach.
You don't need Ach, it's not the last one. But
right.
Once it becomes possible, they have two choices.
Right, two choices.
So now Ach tells you pick one, so now you're going to pick the better one, and Zvicha V'Shashkita, Simcha, is telling you that the second last night is better.
Yes.
So if it was totally impossible, you wouldn't even need Ach.
That's right.
It's just supposed to just pass up the word.
Yeah. So the question is, Tesis Kasha and Rashi is, where do you have eight? So I'll tell you very simply, you have eight. You have 7 days of Sukkos, and then you have the night of the eighth. So there's eight. Why does Tosfos say you can't say that? Because you don't have the first night. So what? But the answer is because you can't switch systems. Either you say you're counting a day of Kachin, which begins from the morning and ends at night, or else you say you're counting a day of the Kedusha Sayom. But you can't jump from one to the other. So if you're going to say over, you're counting days of carbonos. Right, so you're not going to have eight, you're only going to have seven. But if you had the first night, then you could have eight, because you're counting Kedushas Hayoms. So the seventh day is going to be over as soon as you hit the Shmini Atzeres. And then if you had Belel Shmini Atzeres, you'd have eight.
Even though it wasn't full.
But it still would be on the cheshbon of the Kedushas Hayom. So Taisus is right. That's Taisus Kasha. You can't switch frameworks. Okay, good. Taisus is arguing another point. That if you're going to say like Rashi, and you won't accept, forget the previous Taisus, you can't switch frameworks. Let's say you could switch frameworks. It still wouldn't work out. Because it's Dumi Dahale. So you'd be missing the Iker, which is the Yom. In other words, Taisus' second teretz, or second kasha on Rashi, I should say, is really discarding the first. Let's say I tell you you can switch frameworks, it still wouldn't be good, because it's doing it after doing it hollow. And hollow is ikra b'yom, so you're not going to have eight ikra b'yoms. The night won't satisfy Yom Shmini because you're lacking the ikra.
Maybe you can't count the
8th day. You can't. So he's telling you two reasons why you can't count the 8th night. One is because you can't change frameworks. And one is even if you could change frameworks, you still don't have the Iker. Because the Iker is the Yom HaShem.
Right.
Don't be the Hallel. Okay. Next.
Okay.
Yes, so Taisus is saying, moreover, the Gemara asks later, according to us, that you're not going to have Shemona. Why? Kishecholios Yom Tov Arishon B'Shabbos. But why doesn't the Gemara ask according to everybody? Because when Yom Shmini is on Echad B'Shabbos, so you're going to miss your Lilo. And Rashi, the way Rashi's counting eight, he's counting the night as eight because it's after the eighth. So there's three reasons why you can't count the night. One is you can't switch frameworks. Two is the lack of the Iker. And three, the Gemara should ask that it's going to get knocked out when it's fell on Sunday.
Right. It should be a clash on Arshita, not just the end of the Rishon.
Right.
Because you can't speak that shows.
Hilkach near Lafarish. The Lele Yom Tov Ha'achron Lav Dafka. The Hua Din B'Yom. Okay, what does it mean? But his teretz.
Yeah.
Right, so how does Taisus learn the Shivas Yomim? So Taisus learns very simply. There's one Kiyum Simcha of the Shivas Yomim. And that's really a halacha that you begin B'Yom. And you mamshich the Simchas Hayom into the Laila. Right? That's really the Shivas Yomim of the Simchas HaRegel. The Shivas Yom of the Simchas HaRegel has a unique feature. Namely, that you mamshich it into the Laila. Okay, because that's Simchas HaRegel. But the Bayom HaShmini doesn't have such a system, doesn't have such a concept. It's a separate Chi of Simcha because of the Kedushas HaYom of the Yom HaShmini. And it's a Chag B'Fnei Atzma. So that's why Taisus holds that it's no problem. The Shivas Yomim is the Simcha HaRegel. And there you have the unique Alocha that you have to be Mamshach the Simcha and carried over into the Laila. But Shmini Atzeres doesn't have such a law. Just as the ordinary Chi of Simcha of every Yantif. And it's a Yantif B'fnei Atzma, so it has the ordinary Chi of Simcha. So it's Bayom. So when the Mishnah says Simcha Shmona, it's just telling you mechanically it's Shmona. But conceptually, it's not A, it's 7 plus 1. 7 is the Simchas HaRegel, where it spills over into the night, and the one is Shmini Atzeres, doesn't have such a council. It's a separate chag b'fnei atzmo. But just like all chagim require shalmei simcha, it too requires shalmei simcha. So again, when the Mishnah says shmona, it means it's just giving you a practical summation. But in Svara, there's no shmona. In other words, the Shmini, according to Tosfos, is simply Simchas Yontif. Simply Simchas Yontif. Ordinary Simchas Yontif.
When did the Lashon Gemara lay off?
Lamaskana, Simchas HaRegel demands Hamshacha. So that's going to be true on the seventh day of Sukkot also. But now you come into a new Chag, Shmini Atzeres. No such concept. It's just a chag b'fnei atzmo, and since every chag demands simcha, so shalmei simcha are necessary. That's the way Tosfos is learned.
So the two frameworks of simcha we're talking about now?
Yeah. Okay, the Achronim raised a question from the Rashi on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph in Sukkah, where he says that kal v'chomer b'yom, so he says to himself. So I'm not going to answer the stira, but I just wanted to find that Rashi. That Rashi seems to say yomim means vafilelos, and the ribui is that you should celebrate on Shmini Atzeres. That's the function of Shmini Atzeres, to celebrate the Simchas HaChag another day. So Shmini Atzeres is really made to celebrate, to continue, to enhance the Simchas HaRegel. So Rashi says, so that's why Balayla you do it, because that's the definition of Shmini Atzeres. So Kol Shkim Bayom, which is the essence of the Shmini Atzeres. That's what Rashi's saying. But Rashi says himself, because here he says he didn't know well. Here apparently he held that these, well, I don't know, he might have held, I don't know. Nothing else. Okay. Okay, Aaron wanted to offer an alternative Shafa Tosfos. That Tosfos holds that since you entered into the Leil Shmini Atzeres with the Kedusha Simcha, so that's going to change the whole Kedusha Yom or Shmini Atzeres. But my question was, but it's just accidental, because you're really celebrating the Yom HaShvi'i. But the answer is no, because let's say Shmini Atzeres was whole. So you wouldn't extend, not mastavada, you know, extend the simcha shel yom to chol.
It's not the right backdrop.
It's not the right vehicle. So therefore, you need a vehicle of kedusha shel yom. So therefore, once you have the vehicle of kedusha shel yom, so the kedusha shel yom of Shmini Atzeres takes on the kedusha shel yom of simcha. So that's why even by yom, it's a good show. Okay.